Hello, audio boo.
Hello.
We're here on a round table in a little booth. In a place called... In a place called the Rib Shack, and I'm just going to put my recording device in the centre of the table. We're at Rib Shack. Don't move too much because it'll scrape on the thing. That's it. And we've waited quite a while to come here, 6 months. We came here the first time and they couldn't fit us in, which is a shame. And then they promised we could come again and we just couldn't all work it out. Anyway, we came last Sunday with a view to coming, and again it was very busy, which is brilliant for them.
Angry from Birmingham
wrote another email and said, "We've tried again, we're very glad that you're so successful, but we're still not able to take you up on your offer."
When we originally booked to come here, they didn't let us in because they said, "Oh no, we haven't received the booking." The manager actually rang me personally to say, "I'm very, very sorry that we couldn't accommodate you. We would really like you to come back."
Yeah.
So I would just like to point that out because it wasn't the kind of news.
And so far, I'm glad that we've all persevered because it's been a really good experience.
And
it's
a nice shovel. Dessert should always come with a shovel.
Yeah, it's good. It's a little teaspoon shovel.
So I can shovel it down my throat. It's always, it was always ever meant to be.
So we're all yeah. So we're all quite happy at the moment. So it's an American theme bar. If you're ever in Petswood,
nice.
You're not going to masticate your food. Ah, horrible. Especially when you do it on purpose. Nathan was providing what's called spot sound effects. Or spot effects.
And you know what else? The sun is shining.
It is. It's very windy still.
It's very sunny.
But yeah. It is. Petswood's a really interesting part of Kent, or probably an interesting part of England.
It's an interesting
part of England because it's got way more restaurants than you would think that one small area could sustain.
And 17 hair salons.
Yeah. And yet they're all really busy. And this is an American themed restaurant. It's really good. So of course it's got ribs. It's called Rib Shack. So it's got ribs and also different flavours, all sorts of burgers, all sorts of grills, some pastas. I don't think it does pizza, does it? Chicken Florida. Apparently that's well known amongst you Americans. But then the desserts are good. We've got American style cheesecakes and a lot of vanilla.
Audio boo. On my
blog on VI Podcasting. We're going to do a VIPervisor update later on, but that's separate. And I tend not to overly talk about VIPervisor here because people aren't forced to listen to things about VIPervisor because it's a different thing. Anyway, I don't know. I've got... So if we go around the dessert sort of situation, Nathan has some toffee ice cream with some cookie dough ice cream.
There's a story behind that.
It's an in-joke, we'll tell you one day. An Egyptian who couldn't read cookie dough properly read it out as cookie duff when Claire was getting help in a supermarket.
And I recorded it because I was doing a boo to illustrate having to get assistance in shops.
Do you know what? This is Sunday, so we'll hashtag it February.
February.
We'll hashtag it February. And just quickly go around the table. Nathan, why are Sundays special to you?
Any Sunday?
What? Tell me. Yeah, no.
No.
S-U-N-D-A-Y. Why is a day Sunday? If it's special to... What do you like about Sundays? Yep, that's fine.
That
Claire, what do you like? What do you remember, or what do you like about Sundown?
And what do I remember about Sundays? When I used to go, when I was at school, I went to school in South Africa, which was very, 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 very deeply religious and Sunday was obviously the day of rest, and you had to go to church and everything like that. But we were told that you weren't allowed to wear a dress on a Sunday because that was a sin, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And you weren't allowed to do things like having barbecues on Sundays. And all the shops used to be shut, when you know. And then as time went on, the sin obviously seemed to become less important because the law seemed to, or the rules seemed to slacken somewhat. So occasionally we would have a braai or a barbecue on a Sunday. And if we did that, then we would be allowed to wear trousers for such an event. So it was very, very strange, really, you know, on that regard. And now I like Sundays because, because you kind of get to do not much, really.
Yeah.
And because you're here.
Yeah. Mm. Well. Okay. Well, thank you. I like Sundays because. Well, they've meant different things to me at different times, really. I used to like Sundays when I was younger because no matter how much food my mum had cooked for a Sunday dinner, my dad would always take me and a couple of others to this favourite tea room that he had, that he knew about. And we used to go and have scones and cakes and cups of tea. And I just don't know how I ever fitted it all in, because it wasn't like my mum didn't feed us. I'd be absolutely full, and then an hour later I'd be sitting in a tea room eating cakes and scones and pots of tea.
How do you eat pots of tea?
Well, that would be difficult, clearly, yeah. You're right.
A chocolate teapot.
Yeah. But it would be typical for him to drive out at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, especially if it was summer. 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he'd drive about 50 miles to somewhere sometimes, so he'd end up on the borders of Wales or somewhere. And then as I went to church, I did that a lot, and that just meant, no, I'm going to get there. Sunday was very, 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 very busy at that time, because I played at several services, so I was like leading stuff and everything, and it was just like a working day, really, if I'm being honest. And now Sunday, I think one of the biggest things about Sunday is that I don't have to go home until Monday. So we worked it out so that I could get an early morning train instead of one at about 7:30 at night. So it means that I can stay on a Sunday without having to think as I would do about now, which is what we're on, what time we're on? About 3 o'clock now in the afternoon. I'll be having to think about, what time we've got to get to the station. And I like Sunday because it's leisurely and it's a time for family and reflection and chilling.
Togetherness.
I think that's it, isn't it, Boo?
Yeah.
Are we done? Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say, Nathans?
No.
Okay, everyone, thank you for listening to us.
There was too much of it. And I don't mean that like a shame. If I eat any more, I will regret it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going, everyone. Bye for now. Hang on.
Bye.
Bye.